The following is a message from the pulpit of Parkside Baptist Church in Mesquite, Texas, led by Pastor Mike Wells.
Please, and go back. Thank you, children, for that. Take your Bible and go back, if you will, to Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, where the Bible says, and as it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. And so, as I said a moment ago, by way of introduction, God has an appointed time for each and every one of us. It's an appointed time. By the way, God can change that appointed time. There's several times in the Bible where we have record that God changed his mind on some things, and that is certainly something he can do with this appointed time in your life. Gave illustration about Hezekiah. Hezekiah prayed, and God gave him an additional 15 years. So we know that that is highly possible, and in some cases, probable. But let's notice some things. There is a practice increasingly popular, if you will, increasing in popularity, and it's called cremation. And so as we talk about cremation or burial tonight, let's kind of examine it. A lot of people practice cremation because it's cheaper. It costs, as I looked it up today on the cost, it cost about $1,000 to $1,500 to be cremated here in the United States. To be buried, it costs between $3,000 and $5,000. And of course, that might change from city to city or state to state, depending on taxes, but that's about what it costs. It has become popular over the years. Matter of fact, this was something I found in research. I did write down here for fun that Brother Craig told me this, but he really didn't tell me this. But cremation, of course, there was even scenes in different movies that pushed cremation, such in Star Trek or Star Wars number one, and so there's documentation that in other films. But concerned Christians often ask the question: is cremation scriptural? Is cremation sinful? What about the loved ones that have been cremated? And so let's notice the practice of cremation. Statement number one, the practice of cremation. Let's do a Bible study about it. You'll see in the Bible that the bodies of Saul and his sons were burned, and then you'll see that their bones were buried. Their bones were buried twice, and they were burned there once. 1 Samuel chapter 31, verse 12 bears record of this. Well, the Bible says that the men rose up and went all night, and they took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons. The Bible talks about from the wall. Of course, that's where they were killed there at Bethshan. And you'll see that they came to that which is Jobash, and as they came to Jabesh, they burnt them there. Then you'll see that these bones, if you'll notice chapter 31, 1 Samuel verse 13, they took their bones and they buried them under the tree there at Jabesh, and fasted 7 days. You'll also see in 2 Samuel 21 and verse 13, where it talks about that they brought up from thence the bones of Saul and the bones of Jonathan his son, and they gathered the bones, the Bible says, of them that were hanged. Then in verse 14, the Bible says the bones of Saul and Jonathan, it says his son, was buried in the country of Bajima, the Bible says, of Selah. And so you'll see that they were buried twice and burned once. You also see that bodies were sometimes burned during the times of a pestilence that would come into a land, diseases that would be filling the land. There was times when people burned the bodies. Amos chapter 6 and verse 10 gives that record. The Bible says, and the man's uncle shall take him up, and he shall burneth him. Also, you'll see that bodies were burned as a form of condemnation. Joshua chapter 7 and verse 15, the Bible says, and it shall be as he that taketh with the accursed thing shall be burned with fire. Joshua chapter 7 and verse 25, the Bible says, and Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee in this day. And the Israel stoned him with stones and burned them with fire. You'll see that there's the king Moab. Moab was judged for burning the bones of the king of Edom. Amos chapter 2 and in verse 1, the Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord." It says, "For three transgressions of Moab and for four, I will not turn away," it says, "the punishment thereof, because he burned the bones of the king of Edom into lime." You'll see that Paul mentions about being burned. Paul writes about giving his body to be burned, but when he's talking about that, he's speaking of martyrdom, as perhaps they would take him as a martyr and burn him, as they did burn people at the stake many times back in those days. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 3, the Bible says, "And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned," he said, "I'm willing to give my body to be burned for that which is the cause of Christ." The Bible says, and "have not charity, it profiteth me nothing." Then you'll see in history what we learned about cremation. Cremation, of course, was a normal practice of those that were the Greeks and the Romans. You'll see that the Hindus, a part of their doctrine, and this amazes me because many Hindus believe in the doctrine of reincarnation, but they still practice cremation. You'll see among some early Hebrews, this was an exception, but some of them practiced cremation. You'll see that some of the rabbis considered burning a corpse, if you will, that was consistent with that which is the committing of idolatry. First time it ever came to be in America was 1876. The first cremation took place. It was accompanied by the reading of Charles Darwin and also Hindu scriptures. You'll see that many of the liberals and free thinkers were the ones that followed this pattern. You'll see it's increased over the years. According to the National Funeral Directors Association here in America, example, 1962, there was only 5% that practiced cremation. In the year 2000, there was 25.5% that practiced cremation. And then in 2016, it's all the way up to 50.2% that has practiced cremation, and that is the latest poll that was taken that I can find. So statement number one, there was the practice of cremation. Statement number two, there's the custom of burial. Custom of burial. First of all, we're going to go to our Bibles, and so there's the custom of burial. In the Bible, you'll see that burial was clearly a custom of the patriarchs. You'll see that Sarah was buried by Abraham. Genesis chapter 23 and verse 6, the Bible says, "Hear us, my Lord, thou art a mighty prince among us. In choice of our sepulchres," it says, "bury thy dead." Over in Genesis chapter 23 and verse 7, the Bible says, "And Abraham stood up and he bowed himself to the people in the land, even to the children of Heath." Then you'll see that Abraham buried his sons in Genesis chapter 25, where you see Isaac and Ishmael were buried. You'll see that Deborah, of course, that is Rebekah's nurse, was buried there near Bethel. Genesis chapter 35 and verse 8, the Bible says, "But Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath," it says, "Bethel, under an oak." This is really neat how you'll see how different people are buried under certain things or in certain places according to their family heritage and lineage. You'll see that Rachel was buried near Bethlehem by Jacob. The Bible says in Genesis 35 and verse 19, "And Rachel died and was buried in the way of Ephrath," the Bible says, "which is Bethlehem." Watch this very carefully or listen to it. Genesis 35 and verse 20, the Bible says, "And Jacob set up a pillar upon the grave," that is a pillar of Rachel's grave unto this day. That's where we get the grave markers, if you will, in cemeteries. It does have a Bible pattern or a Bible trail to it, where you see that people actually set up tombstones. They got that probably from the Bible. You'll see that Isaac was buried by his sons. Jacob and Esau is the one that buried Isaac there. Genesis chapter 35 and verse 29, the Bible says, "And Isaac gave up the ghost and died, and was gathered unto his people, being old and full of days, and his sons Esau and Jacob buried him." Jacob buried Leah in the family tomb. They had a tomb that was just for the family at that time. Genesis chapter 49 in verse 31, the Bible says, "And they buried Abraham and Sarah, his wife, and they buried Isaac now and Rebekah, his wife, and there I buried Leah." And so there was a family. Yeah, and by the way, some of you that travel a little bit, I know I preached in country churches all over America, and you'll find out that especially when you get around North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, that you'll see there's many family cemeteries that are exclusively for families. Even in small churches, you'll see that people own portions of a cemetery where their family is being buried. And what's the cemetery up here, Brother Palmore, up the road that our church family has used?
New Hope.
New Hope on here on 80 has worked with us for several years. Matter of fact, I'll say this. Is it okay? Is it all right? You know, Brother Palmore, he's a planner. You know that, right? I'm telling you, the guy is a planner, and his organizational skills sometimes is just really top. And so if you go there, you'll see that there's a tombstone that has his name on it. It has the time he was born, and it only lacks the day he dies. I've often wondered if he would go there sometime and put flowers on it. I'm not sure. But you'll see that Jacob buried Leah in the family tomb area. You'll see that Jacob made Joseph swear to bury him in the same place. Genesis chapter 50, this is really neat too. Genesis chapter 50. Hey, by the way, as we study this tonight, you're going to see where we get a lot of our habits. You know, it's good to see that we have habits, if you would, that was practiced by godly people many years ago. Genesis chapter 50 and verse 7, the Bible says, "And Joseph Genesis chapter 50 and verse 7, but if the lights do go out, we'll just close in prayer. Genesis chapter 50 and verse 7, the Bible says, "And Joseph went up to bury his father, and with him," listen to this now, "and with him went all the servants of Pharaoh, the elders of his house, and all the elders of the land of Egypt." You ever wonder where we get the funeral processions? If you ever come to me, and we have many Filipino people that are now in our church, and if you ever come to me to the Philippines, you'll get to see that they have procession, a little bit different there than practiced here, but they will actually have a hearse-like type of vehicle that would carry the body, and they don't follow behind it by cars, they walk. And so it's a funeral procession, and they would walk. Years ago, practiced in Southeast Asia, they would pay people to cry. Now, I'm not saying the Philippines, I'm just saying in different places in that area living, they would pay mourners to cry, that would walk behind and they would weep. Now, these were not relatives or anything, they were paid criers, is what they were paid to do. I wish sometimes I could pay people to say amen, is what I wish. That wasn't good enough. You'll see that Joseph was embalmed in Egypt. By the way, that's where we get the idea about embalming people. We learn that from the Bible. Isn't it amazing what we can learn from the Bible? Joseph was embalmed in Egypt, later buried in Shechem. Genesis 50 and 26, Joshua 24 and 32. You'll see that a burial was a custom during the Mosaic period. You'll see there was Miriam, that's the sister of Moses. She was buried there in Kadesh, Numbers 20 and 1. You'll see that Moses was buried by God himself in the land of Moab, Deuteronomy chapter 34, verses 5 and 6. You'll see that Joshua was buried in his inheritance there, and that was in Timoth-Seri, and Joshua chapter 24, verse 30. You'll see that Samuel was honored with a national burial. That was 1 Samuel 25 and 1. Of course, David and Solomon and Hezekiah and many, many other kings were buried in the city of David. And I've listed all of those verses there for you to look at. 1 Kings 2 and 20, 11 and 43, 15 and 8, 2 Kings 15 and 38, 2 Chronicles 32 and 33. You'll see that burial was continued even in the custom of Jesus and his followers. Jesus was buried in the tomb. It was a borrowed tomb. It meant he wasn't going to be there very long. It was a borrowed tomb, Joseph of Arimathea. Matthew chapter 27 and verse 60, the Bible says, and they laid him in his own new tomb, the Bible says, which had hewed out, it says, in the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulcher and departed. Stephen was buried after his martyrdom. Acts chapter 8, verse 2, the Bible says, and devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentations over him. Then you'll see in history, as we look at the Bible, let's just look at a little bit of history about people being buried. The main reasons the Jews had preference on for burial simply appears that their belief that God intended the soul and the body to be compatible in their belief. And of course, later on, especially later in that which is Judaism, you'll see that there's the resurrection of the body. You'll see that the early Christians, many times you would find there in Rome and other areas, the catacombs that was there where the Christians insisted to bury their dead. You'll see that Christians had grave sites, and of course, they're now called today cemeteries. It was Kodamita earlier on, now cemeteries, which literally means a sleeping place, reflecting the belief in a future. It's a sleeping place. And so we see that there is the practice of that which is cremation, the practice of the burial. Now let's get into a little bit of discussion here with our Bible. You'll see that there's reasons that people prefer burial over cremation. You'll see reasons for or to prefer burial over cremation. Cremation, oftentimes, as we saw in our Bible, was of a heathen origin. There's no really biblical support for it that Christians did it, except by being burned by another because of their faith. You'll see history reveals that cremation, being of a heathen origin, then what should a Christian do in practicing such would be the question. Statement number next, God's people always practiced burial, not cremation. That is revealed, of course, in the pages of the Bible that we just saw. You'll see that burial reflects the respect for the body. It reflects the respect for the body. Unlike the Greeks, you know, who regarded that the body was a prison house of the soul, and the Hebrews and the Christians saw it, if you would please, as being that which is a housing place, if you would, of the human personality. You'll also see that the Christians emphasized upon the body being the temple of the Holy Ghost, and you'll see that that even increased later on with their Bible study. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19, what know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you're not your own. Isn't it amazing that even in our society, we honor places where George Washington has slept. I'm talking about rooms he went in and slept. You could go up to Gettysburg, and you can find out places where Abraham Lincoln slept. You can go across from the theater where he was shot, And you can find out the bed of which he died in. When we traveled a lot as a family, as an evangelist family, we took our kids all over the United States. We taught them a lot of history. We taught them a lot of things that went on in those particular places. And we visited the farm, of course, of Sergeant York and so many other war heroes of the day. And we saw the rooms roped off where they slept and where they had their family meals and stuff. And isn't it something how we'll honor something like that, but yet we're not too good to honor our bodies where the Holy Spirit does dwell? You know, indeed, our bodies are not our own. They do belong to the Lord, so I think you have to clear that question up. The body is for the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 13, meat's for the body and the body for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now, the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. You see that the body is not our own. It was bought with a price. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you're not your own? You know, with which we're supposed to glorify God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 20. For you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So, statement number next, burial reflects our hope in the resurrection. You know, we believe in the resurrection of the dead, do we not? John chapter 5 and verse 28, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves, it says, shall hear his voice. John chapter 5 and verse 29, and shall come forth, and they shall have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Acts chapter 24 and verse 15, the Bible says, and we have hope toward God that they themselves also allow that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. So we understand that we therefore we eagerly await the what I would say the resurrection of the body. Romans chapter 8 and verse 23, the Bible says, not only they, but ourselves also. We have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. We understand this. We understand, and I wrote some other verses there down reference-wise for you to look at, but we understand that we believe that what is sown in corruption will be raised in incorruption, 1 Corinthians 15, 42 through 54. We also understand this, and just give you a conclusion on this tonight. We return to think about the original question, is cremation scriptural? You know, it certainly doesn't have any scriptural support. What about burial? Well, we see that that was practiced by believers all down through the age. Is cremation sinful? Well, there's a question for you. So, you know, if we have any doubt that it's approved by God, then maybe we should not do it. Romans chapter 14 and verse 23, the Bible says, but he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith, for whatsoever, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So what about those that's been cremated? Well, don't judge anybody. You let God be the judge of that. We're just here trying to learn some Bible verses tonight, trying to help us all to get a better grip on maybe what we should understand as believers. You know, we know that the Lord has the power to raise the dead, by the way, no matter where they are. I've got proof of that, by the way, and that is this. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 13, the Bible says, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it. So there's people that were lost at sea, buried at sea. Well, preacher, what happens when the rapture occurs if they were buried at sea and their bodies were strewed all throughout? And what about those people? Well, God's not going to forget them. He said he's going to raise those up that were dead in the sea. The Bible says death and hell were delivered up the dead which were in them. And so no matter where you die, it says death and hell. So no matter where you die, you'll be a part of that, okay? And those in hell, of course, they'll be raised for final judgment there at the white throne judgment. Then we see that there's biblical support clearly on the side of burial, I think, opposed to that which is cremation. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23, the Bible says, listen to it now, the Bible says, "And verily God, the God of peace, sanctify you wholly, and I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ." And by the way, I have people that have been saved, good people, just good people, and they say this. They say, "Well, Pastor, you taught years ago about tattoos and all this other stuff, and you gave us Bible evidence about what was right and what was wrong, what was questionable, and why not to go there." And so people came to me and said, "What if you've already got it?" Well, first off, you did it in ignorance. Is that right? And a lot of stuff that we do in ignorance, we can't change. We can't change. My daddy started smoking when he was, about 7 or 8 years of age, because his daddy thought it was cool. And, he tried to quit. I'm telling you, he tried. He tried everything under heaven to quit. He tried to quit just by doing it, had trouble. He tried those patches back in those days. He tried the fake cigarettes, and I watched him spit them out, he just had so much trouble with that, Now later on, he's able, by God's help, to get the victory, but can I tell you, man, it was hard, okay? So I would say this, I would say, Bible truth, and if I were you, I would strongly consider what the Bible has to say about it. But I would also say this, don't climb somebody's case and say, "Well, I can't believe that you had your relative cremated," or "I can't believe that they cremate." Oh, no, you let that be. You just let that be. I think some people do things that they don't know about. I've met so many young girls over the years that they didn't know anything about abortion, and they went through it, and man, I tell you, they're living a horrible memory when they come to the truth and the truth stares at them. Well, I tell them, what you need to do is you go and you get an extra dose of God's grace, and God loves you and God cares about you and God has already forgiven you, and you need to get on with your life and serve the Lord. I know people that's committed crimes. They drank and they drove and they ran off the road, or they ran into some type of structure and just totally messed up the structure and stuff. Oh, okay, I understand. I got it. But I can tell you this. Number one, I'm saying it again. God loves you. God cares about you. And he wants you to make a right decision. But now that you know, it would be good to make the right decision because you know. Sure. And you got Bible study notes there that can help you all the way down the road. Let's bow our heads for...
Thank you for joining us today. For more audio or video content, you can visit our website at parksidebaptist.org.